second line on Yud Amen Aleph. Ravada Bekachina Kaveder of Kana Amen Mishmei the Rava. The question was why Rebbe didn't, if Rebbe is taught, if you learn the 15 cases of Reb Chiya, the two sisters can fall to two brothers, and one is an Erev to one, and one is an Erev to the other, and it only works out if it goes with a Machloikus, so why didn't Rebbe list Imay Anusis Aviv? So the answer is, Lailam Isla the Rebbe Hani Klal, he agrees, but Bahaki Kamala, Imay Anusis Aviv, Bechad the Mishkachasla, Betaitila Kimishkachasla. You could never have two sisters falling to two brothers, one should be a mother of one and one should be a mother of the other. Because even though it's Imai, Anusis Aviv, and therefore the third brother could have married one woman and the fourth brother could have married the other woman, but the Reuven and Shimon wouldn't be able to marry either of the two because one is the mother and one is the sister of the mother. So you could only have it by two strangers. You can't have two sisters falling to two brothers, one being the mother of one, one being the mother of the other, and their sisters, and one should be mutter to one, and one should be mutter to the other. Yaakov beis achis anas, if he was manas two sisters, zachaisi she event to mishkachasla, you can have two sisters falling to two brothers, but asur lezeh mitaris zadle mishkachasla, because one would be a mother, and one would be a mother's sister. Yibayis nachrias anas, and if he had been manas two strangers not related, so then asur lezeh mitaris lezeh mishkachasla, you could have one being mutter to the other, because one is one's mother, one is the other's mother, and it's not his mother's sister, but achaisi she event to le mishkachasla. He doesn't agree to the 15 cases of Asur Lazam or Taras Lazam, but look to Kamairi. And he does talk about Machlaikas, so why didn't he list Imay Anusis Abbot? So why did he say, I think, that the question doesn't show any thinking? My time of Daikas Masnisan, why don't you Medaik the Mishnah, the Masnisan Rabbi Yehuda? You're right that that case could work according to the Rabbanon, but our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Asim Anusis Abbot. How do I know that? The Tani, it says, Sheish Arayas Chamuris Me'elun. The next Mishnah, it says, there's six Arayas that are stricter. They can't be married to a brother, so they can never fall to Yibum to Rasei Mutaris. And the six, three of them are Imai, Aishas Aviv, and Achais Aviv. Now, what is the difference in Imai and Aishas Aviv? My Imai, Elim, and the Suas Aviv, Hainu Aishas Aviv. Then it's redundant. Elalav, Anusas Aviv. Tarek mentioned the Suas Lacherim, they can only marry others, Lacherim and Lachalai. They can't marry the brothers. Now, Man Shamat Lerdisle Haiswara, who's the one that said that Imai Anusas Aviv can't marry the brother? Rabbi Yehuda, the Aser Banusas Aviv that says it's Aser Banusas Aviv. Shemachi Le Tani Le. So really the Mishnah could have said it, but since the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda as we see in the next Mishnah, so therefore the Mishnah didn't list it in the first Mishnah. Dr. Gemara. Amalei Ravina Le Ravashi Le Yehuda Nami Mishkachasla. You could have it according to Rabbi Yehuda, the E Aviv and Asif. It's Aser and Alav to marry Anusas Aviv. But if the brother did it, there would be Yivum and we could have it in the first Mishnah. That the Gemara the Eloi Tani. We don't want illegal marriages. Amalei Ravashi Le Ravkahana, but Le Yehuda Nami Mishkachasla. You could have it without an illegal marriage. Yaakov Anas Kalasai, well that's an illegal act, but it's not an illegal marriage. Yaakov was Manas' daughter-in-law, who was an Aishas Ish. Vahili Mimenu Ben. Then his son died without children. She falls to her son, who by the way is a mamzer, and also, right, was born from a illicit relationship. Granted, it doesn't need an illegal marriage, but it needs an illegal act. And we don't want to talk in our Mishnah about an illegal act. So the Gemara Bafi became Batka Levi Masnisa. Levi and his bride said, put it in. He put in this 16th case. The Tani Levi, Imai, Pamim Peteris Sarasa, Pamim Meina Peteris Sarasa. A mother sometimes pachas a tzara, meaning sometimes legally is married to the brother. I'm sorry, take that back. Is validly married to the brother, not necessarily legally. And sometimes she's not married to the brother. The marriage was not valid, and therefore would not pata the tzara. If the mother would have been married to the father, and then married a brother, mother of a mace, well, that's not a marriage. It's not valid, because a person can't marry his father's wife. It doesn't work. It's a kiv karas. Zui imai she'en pateris sarasa. That would be a case of imai that doesn't pata the tzara. However, if the mother was just an anusis aviv, not through a marriage, then the even though according to Yehuda, it is not legal, but it is valid. So Even though the Mishnah only says 15, let me put it in, because even though it's an illegal marriage according to Yehuda, he still felt it could be there, because Lamaisa, if it was done, she would fall to her son Leibum, and she would pat to her tzara. According to Levi that's willing to listen to the Mishnah at his 16th in the Brisa, he put in a case that involved an illegal marriage. So let it say somebody that chalitza to his yivama, then he remarried it, which is a lav, died without children. The migin I asira, sarasinami asira. Now this is based on Rish Lakish's opinion that the rest of the brothers to the chalutza is karas, right? Therefore, when the guy who did chalitza married the woman he gave chalitza to, which is a lav, but according to Levi, he would list it, because even though it's illegal, it's valid. Then if he would die, the other brothers could not be miyabim this woman, because it's an HS ach from the first brother, right? And wasn't there bekaris, so the tzara is also asr. The reason it didn't list it is because in our Mishnah we always had a case that a second brother married her and then she fell again liyibum, so we patted her tzara, right? Meaning a second brother could have married her, decided to marry the other wife, and then died without children, it would be tzara. Here, no brother could marry her, and therefore you can never have a case of tzara. In our Mishnah only had cases of tzara. Rabbi Yechanan could have given a better answer. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, the brothers who marry this chalutza, the kedushin is legal, and there would be a chiyuv of chalitza. We wouldn't allow yibum because it's a lav, but we would need chalitza, so it wouldn't patra tzara. The tzara would be perfectly legal. Biblically, we don't allow yibum because it's a lav, but the tzara could have yibum. Now, the Gemara Ledvar of Kamala, he was answering it according to Rish Lakish's opinion. According to me, this is Chai V'Lavim, and Chai V'Lavim are Chalitza V'Yibam, so of course it couldn't be in the Mishnah, because every brother would be a legal marriage to this Chalutza, because Rabbi Yechon's opinion is that all brothers are only in a lav. And with the Dach, who say that brothers are Chai V'Krisis Nino, the answer is the Vishayna Mitzaras Sarah. Itma, we learned achaylitzli of emtai, somebody gives chalitza to his vama v'chazir v'kitchen, that he did kedushin. Amar Rish Lakish, who ain't chayiv ala chalutza karis? He's not chayiv in the chalutza karis, because it's only a lav, kivin shloibana shuv lo yivna. Right, it says asher loibana, we say once he didn't do yibum, he's not allowed to do yibum later, he's not allowed to marry her later, which means it's a lav, it's no longer karis. But v'achin chayiv ma'al chalutza karis. But on the other brothers, who didn't do chalitza, they remain in the iser v'eshesach, which is karis. Alatzara, on the other wife that he didn't do chalitza, beinu bein ha'achim chayavim alatzara karas. Because again, the Torah only removed the karas to the man and woman who were involved in the chalitza, not to the other co-wives and not to the brothers. Rebbechon disagrees. He says there's no karas, not on the chalitza, and not on the tzara, not on the brothers, not on the tzara. All brothers to all wives are only alav. My time in the Rish Lakish, Amakrash Layivna, where we learn out Kivin Shlebana Shuv Layivna, where we learn out the lav that once he didn't do Yivim, we can't do Yivim later. Iu the Karba Layivna, it's only on him that the tyrant changed it from Karas to a lav. Aval Achim Kedekai Mikaimi, the brothers remain in the severity of Karas. Faladi Do the Karba Layivna. The tyrant is talking about the woman herself who gave the Chalitza that she is Layivna. Hatzara Kedekai Mikaimi, all co-wives remain Karas. Rabbi Yechanan says, Each brother could have done chalitza to any woman, and it would have been okay. That means the karas is off. And now it's karas, meaning karas had been removed at the moment that the brother died. All brothers become eligible to yibum or chalitza to all the wives. And therefore, the karas was removed. It doesn't go back on. But he represents all the brothers. Then she represents all the wives. And they all remain lavin to each other, not karas. Eisei,
says clearly, a guy did chalitza to his yivama, did kedushin again and he died. She needs chalitza from the brothers. That means it was a valid marriage.
Meaning, I'm sorry, that means it's not chorus to the brothers. So Mishlam Lididid, I mean, the Chayv Elavin, you know, I can understand according to me that I said the brothers only Chayv Elavin. I know the Tzvicha Chalitza Menachem. That's why she needs Chalitza from the brothers. El Lidach, according to you, my Tzvicha Chalitza. Why does she need Chalitza? It's, somebody should mute themselves, please. It's Chayv Increases. Utameif, a Sefer. So Rabbi Shlokish says, how are you going to learn the Sefer? It says, Amad Echab in Achab Kitcha, one of the brothers wants to marry the Chalutzei, Lal of Klum. It's not valid. Bichai Melavin, in Amayin Lal of Klum. It's valid. It's not legal, but it's valid. So it's a contradiction in the Brisa. The Brisa itself at the beginning seems to say that the brothers are only Lavin, and then in the very next line, the Brisa seems to say that the brothers are Karas. Amar Ashesha, Sefer Asim Lur Bekiva. Rabbi Yankum has no problem, because he'll learn that the rice at the end is going like Rabbi Kiva, that main Kedushin tries to Mechai V'Lavim. So therefore, according to him, if one of the brothers tries to do Kedushin, it's not a valid Kedushin, because ain't Kedushin tries to Mechai V'Lavim. And ain't no Chinami, according to Rabbi Kiva, if a guy tries to marry his own Chalutz, it's also not valid, because it's a Chai V'Lavim. So this whole first rice, part of the rice, is going like the Rabbanon. The Kedushin is tries to Mechai V'Lavim, so even though it's not legal, it's valid. And the second part of the Brice is going like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore the Brice says, ain't loy olive club. In fact, the Gemara will listen to Dibri Rabbi Kiva, ain't loy olive club. The Chayrin should identify that we're going with Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So the Gemara Kashi, you're 100% right, that remains Shver. Ravashi Savalok Rishlokish. Ravashi holds like Rishlokish that all the brothers are Bekaris to the Chalutza, and he himself is Bekaris to the other wives. The Taras for Reb Shimon, and yet he made sense out of the Brisa, if we agree to Reb Shimon, that a brother born after the second brother married this woman would not be usher as Eishes Achim Shlohei Be'elamai, because he never met this woman in her status of a first brother's wife. And he learned the Brisa that way, as the Gemara is going to explain. Ravina Savala Reb Yochanan, that holds it's only Chai V'Lavin, and Taras for Rabbanan, who say that the born brother is Aser because of Eishes Achim Shlohei Be'elamai. So for him it would be Karis, even though to the other brothers, they were around and could have done Yibum or Chalita, so it's only a lav. And the Gemara explains. Vashi Sama L'Kerem Shlokish and Matayas L'Kerem Shimon. Hachaylitz Yivem to the Chazi V'Kitcha, which is only a lav. Tzricha Chalitza Minach, I'm sorry, which is only a lav. Tzricha Chalitza Minachin. Now which brothers? The brothers that were there are Karis. They can't do Chalitza, it's an Erebet to them. Man Achim, Achim HaYeludim. Brothers that were married after this brother went and married his chalutza. So once he married his chalutza, the new brother born never knew this woman as the first brother's wife, so he's allowed to marry her if there's a case of yibum. He's not restricted by the fact it was the first brother's wife, so he can do chalitza. The manker of Shimon. But if one of the brothers around when the first brother died, right, before the second brother married, did Kedushin ain't law of Klum. Because to her, it's age to him, it's age Yisach. Because he didn't do the Chalitza, the other brother did the Chalitza. Kaman Kurish Lakish. Ravina Savalak Reb Yechin and Matars Lalibi Drabanon. Chalitza Yivim to the Chazi Vekitcha Sweet the Chalitza Menachin, Manachim Achim and Aladim. The current brothers. Because according to Reb Yechinin, the brothers alive are only alive. Therefore, since this guy married his Chalitza, all the other brothers are only a Chayv and Lavim, wouldn't need Chalitza. Now, the second part of the Mishnah, which says, come on, Reb Yechinin, but a new brother that did Kedushin, now going to Rabbanon, that's worse, because that brother is an Eishes Achim Shlohei Be'elamai. That's Karis. That Kedushin wouldn't work. Ein lal of klum, come on, Rabbanon. Dr. Gemara, by Titmar Haba Yivama, Bo'echad Menachem Matsurasa. A person married a Yivama, and one of the brothers married the co-wife. That means one brother did Yibum, and then the other brother tried to do a second Yibum to the Tzara. Now the Torah says, Bayis Echad Hu Baina, Ve'im Baina Shnei Batim. You can only do Yibum to one, not to the second one. So, Pligi Bar Avacha Ravina, Charamer Bekaris, one says Bekaris, the Charamer Basay. One says it's Karis, and one says it's an essay. Mandamer Bekaris Kirish Lakish, who says that the only time that Torah removed Karis was the person who did Yibum, or did Chalitza, but everybody else is Karis, right? So therefore, if he would marry the second wife of being essay, it would be interesting. According to Kirish Lakish, if he did Chalitza, and he marries the second wife, it's Karis. If he did Yibum and he did the second wife, he's over the assay of only Bayis Echad Hu Baina Ve'im Baina Shnei Batim. But every other brother is Bekaris. And Mandame Basek, Rabbi Yochanan, who says there's no karas to any brother, to any of the co-wives, and therefore it's only an assay, because once one brother did Yibum, Bayis Echer Hubayna, Ve'em Bayna Shnebat. Am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Tzara Saita Asura. A woman was Mizana while she's married, and then the husband died without children. She, not only is there no mitzvah chalitza yibum by her, there's no, she infects her tzara as well. Tumah ksivba karayas, the Torah used the same word as it used by arayas, which is tumah, which is infection, which treats it like an erva that infects her tzara, and there's no mitzvah chalitza yibum. Masa Rav Chizda. Shemanayim Rabiyasa chalitzasam akam sharishim pateres surasam. Talking about a woman whose husband left town and Eid Echad came and said her husband died. It says, and then she got married, and then her first husband came back. We throw the book at her, because Lamaisi, she didn't do enough of an investigation. The Tanakhama says that both brothers, meaning the brother of the first, both husbands died without children. First husband was the biblical husband. Second husband is only a drabonon, not even a drabonon, just looks like a husband. So we say the both should give chalitza. Shimon said the first husband's brother can do bi or chalitza, because that's really a brother who's chayiv in yibum. The wife of the deceased was mezana, and therefore there should be no mitzvah chalitza or yibum according to Rav. I'm talking about a woman that wantonly was mezana, not b'shagig. That woman didn't b'shagig. She relied on the Eid Echad. Teretz says we throw the book at her because we want to have her do more investigation. But that's not really amazing. Therefore, we don't punish her. She really should go back to the first husband. It's only a drabonon. Therefore, we allow the brother to do yibum according to Reb Shimon. In fact, the Karla, the one who asked the question, didn't he realize there's a difference between a deraisa and drabonon? The Mark Sever called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. He thought the Rabbanon would base their Takana exactly like the Raisa. And the answer is they didn't, because with the Raisa, there's no reason to punish her that much that the brother can't do Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum. Something about by Tamasa Rav Sheshes. Ashi. Nichten Sima L'Seser, a woman went in privately after she was warned not to go in. B'shasim K'dei Tumah, she stayed there the amount of time of a relationship. Asur L'Beitza, she came, she trusted to her husband. And if she's a Kehenes, Asur L'Echo B'Truma, if her husband's a Kayan, she can no longer eat Truma until she drinks. The mace, if he dies at that stage, Chaletzas, V'Loi M'Siyadamas. She has Chalitza and no Yibum. Aye, according to Rav, there should be no Chalitza. Tumah. I talked about a woman that was definitely a mezana. That's when the Torah said tuma. And you're saying sight to suffik, which maybe she was mezana. Why should I ask her yibun if maybe she was mezana? The pasuk in Kiseitze, which is written by Machzig Rishasai, which according to the Rabbanan refers to Saita, according to the Brises, seems to refer about a woman that went privately into a room, even though we don't know for sure she was Mazana. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yisim and Kippur Raimim Mishum Reb Lazar, Hamachzig Rishasim and Anasuman Asurim and Erisim Muteres. If a woman got divorced and she only had Erisim to a second husband, and then the second husband divorced her or died, she can go back to the first husband. It's only after they consummated the relationship. She never actually has Hutamah. And Hutamah, according to Rabbi Yisim and Kippur, does not refer to an illegal act, but refers to a physical relationship. The Chachamim might mean that Akri Ashu Tamah is not going on Machzir Grushasai. Achazu v'achazu asura, because it says v'hocha v'haisa le'ishachar. Haisa means even Erisim. Elmani Mekai Machashu Tamah, so why did the Torah use the word Tuma, which at least refers to some kind of physical relationship? The Rabbi Saita Shinistra, that a Saita went privately into a room, is asked to her husband as a lav. It means it's like two laven in the pasuk. Don't marry your Machzir Grushasai, and don't live with your Saita Shinistra. So it's a raya that even a suffix saita is called tuma. So it's a pater from chalitza or yibum. And for the Gemara, my nistra and nivola, it means a definite source. My correlate nistra, so why does the Brisa use the term nistra, which doesn't sound like nivola? Lishnamaya nugget, it's a nicer way to say it. I don't need a pasuk for nivola. It says tuma in parshas nasai in parshas saita. That the gemara will make him a label lav to make it a lav for the husband to live with his wife that was mizana. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur lav besaita lesla. He doesn't hold of that lav. Even if she was definitely mizana nami, my taima havaya vishes ksimba. This is a woman. The Torah here in Machzik Rishasim was talking about a woman that got married to someone else, not a woman that was already married, and therefore. the lab is not going on site. So there's two nafkaminas between Rabbi Yaisi Ben Kippur and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yaisi Ben Kippur, the lab of Mazel Grushasa is only if they consummated, the second husband consummated his marriage, and there is no lab for a husband to live with his wife that was Masana. It's Aser, but it's not a lab. And according to Rabbanan, the Mazel Grushasa is even in Erisin, and Akhiyot Shutama is a separate lab to live with a man to live with his wife that was Masana is a separate lab. A person who took back his grusha and then he died, which is only a chayve lavan. But the Torah used the word tuma. So tzarasa mahu. What happens to the tzara? Now, liber Rabbi Yisim and Kippur loyti bar lach even though Rabbi Yisim and Kippur tuma b'machzir grushasi yidach siva says the word tuma and tuma infects tzara like erva does. Tzarasa kamaisa. No mitzvah of yibam. Interestingly enough, that even though by saita we said the word tumah absolves from chalitza, but by magzu grushas it would only absolve from yibam. That's how Rashi learns and other rishayim. Taisus argues, but that's Rashi learns and it's based on a gemara in saita that even though it says tumah would only mean for yibam. B'imishim b'chsiba te'evahi. It seems to stress her and not somebody else. So we say he te'evah ve'ben now te'evah. It excludes her children. Her tzarasa te'evah. Her tzara would be a te'evah. Even though the Torah Rabbanan according to the Rabbanan doesn't say tumah b'machzir grushasai, but it's written in the parsha of machzir grushasai, and if you read pashat, it seems to be going a machzir grushasai. So maybe it's also going machzir grushasai. I don't keep in the yekar since we said it's the lav is not going a machzir grushasai; it's only going on site to the yekar, and there would be a mitzvah of yibum and chalitza by the tzara. The woman herself, we would not do yibum, because she's asked to her husband, we don't make her mutter to the yavam. But everybody else would have a mitzvah, tzara would have a mitzvah of yibum or chalitza. That's the first version of the site, the shayla. It's not talking about Magzu Grushasi at all. Kiti Barlach, Elibid Rav Yaisim and Kippur. My. Avagav Dam Rav Yaisim and Kippur, Tumma, Magzu Grushasi, the Chsiv, it says the word Tumma, which usually infects everybody around. But Mi'ez Rachmana, he Tayyib and Mitzvah Asu Tayyib. But then the Torah said only her. That means to exclude everybody else. I do, Mahi Tayyib, Vayyib, now Tayyib, Mitzvah Asu Tayyib. Or maybe just excludes the children, but the Torah is a Tayyib. Amalay Tanisur, we learned it. I said, Achas Ksher of Achas Psula. If there was a woman that was Kasher and Pasul, my Chayyib, Chayyib, Psula, and my Miyabim, Yabim, Lakshera. Chalitza should be done to Psula, and yibum can be done to the kshera. Now, my kshera, my psula. What does it mean, kosher and pasul? Ilay mekshera, kshera la'alma to a kayan. Psula, psula la'alma to a kayan. That means two wives fall from his brother. What happens to be a previous divorcee? So why can't he do my new mausigers? I'm sorry. Why can't he do yibum to either of the two or chalitza to either of the two? Why are we saying yibum to one and chalitza to the other, which at this point we think is a requirement? Ella must be, lock sheret sheret lay, psulim psulim lay. It's going to him. Meaning it's a separate psul for him because his brother was magzi grishasai. Because any other lav wouldn't be a chiddush. So Teret says his brother was magzi grishasai. My new magzi grishasai, turn him yabim yabim luchera. Says there is yibum for the tzara and we think it's going like Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur. And it's saying that even according to Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, she does not infect her tzara. And for the Gemara loy, laylim sheret lauma. Cherik, cherik, la'alma, psula, psula, la'alma. It's kasha to a kayan and pasu to a kayan. The kabbat, even to the day chazir, it might not feel a mida. If you're gonna say, so what difference does it make? Why are we saying miyabim l'chera and chalitza l'psula? He can do either one. You're right. He could do either one. It's a recommendation. This is where Rebbe told us a person should not spill out his water when others need it. Meaning, why pasul a woman for kahuna if you don't have to? So it's a recommendation. If you can do chalitza, do it to the one that's pasul the kahuna anyway. Tashema amarzi grushasim shenissus. Somebody took back his grusha after she got married. He v'tzarasa chalitzas. They both get chalitza. The question is, he v'tzarasa salkadardach? What do you mean? They both get chalitza? Ha'la'ema ayhi aytzarasa. So we see clearly that they can only get chalitza, not yibum. It's a raya that she is infected, that she can't get yibum, the tzara. And for the Gemara Velav, true to come to the law, you already changed the price anyway. So Tritzak, Yichaletzis, Tzarasa, Yichaletzis, Yichaletzis, so it doesn't prove anything. That is the first version of the Shaila, that it's based on Psukim. Amar Achiyah Barab, Rabbi Yechon Boy, he had a different version of the Shaila. Rabbi Yechon was going in the Sheet of the Rabbanon, the Tumah is not written by Machzir Grusha Asai. But yet the Machzir Grusha Asai herself is a Kal V'chaymer. And the question is, how far do we take the Kal V'chaymer? Machzir Grusha Asai Mishinis Ismao. Amalei Rav Ami V'tavari Lach Yigufa. Why don't you ask about the Machzir Grusha Asai? So the way he goofed like him badly that he can't do yibum, they mean a kavu chaymer. The mutala nesra, she can't live with her husband, and the asala lekoshke, the husband's brother, can't be better than the husband. He's taking over the husband's marriage. He come in badly tzarasamai. We want to know, does that kavu chaymer take away the yibum from tzara as well? Biyalum kavu chaymer lemitchi tzara iloi. Can the kavu chaymer say, don't marry the tzara either, even though the tzara is not a kavuchaymer, but she's a tzara of a woman that had a kavuchaymer. That should ban yibum, not chalitza, but yibum. Or not. Can you do yibum to her? Why don't you ask about the tzara? He says, tzara like me boy, leave the kavuchaymer with tzara. So kavuchaymer is not strong enough to push away a tzara. Okay, give me boy, he gufa. I want to know about the woman herself. Is kavuchaymer strong enough to say that you can't do yibum because she's asked it to her husband, she's asked it to the brother, I love. Amalai said to Nisua, and we bring the same riyas as before. Haysakas kshervakas psulim, haychaylus chaylus psulim, amin biyab biyab lucheira. My kshera, my psula. What is kashan? What is basal? Ilay mikshera, kshera, alma, psula, psula, alma. If you're going to say it's a woman that's pasul lakuna, but nothing to do with him, even the dechazim, I'm not kalamina. Why can't he do yibum or chalitza to any one of the two? Elalab, kshera, kshera, lay, psula, psula, lay. My new mamzi grushasai. Uktarin, it says, amin biyab biyab lucheira, kim biyab the tzara. That means the kavuchaymer is not enough to pasul the tzara, right? It's not enough to pasul the tzara, and is enough to pasul her, which would prove both shaylas. And for the Gemara, like share the alma, psula, psula, alma. The karmic, even the dechazi, might not come in with the witnesses. Make mishum to Rav Yosef. Nam Rav Yosef can't shun a rebbe. The yishvichad the beivayra v'akeim chichilahem. Don't ask her a woman to kuna if you don't have to. Tashima, Hamarzi Gushasim Shinistas, Hiva Tsarasa Chalitzas. Hiva Tsarasa Sankadaita, both get Chalitza. Lame Ayyi Tsarasa. So it says clearly that the Tsara can only get Chalitza. That not only does the Kavuchaymer ban her, but the Kavuchaymer bans her Tsara as well. That the Gemara Vilav Terutzukum and Fatzla, Tritzavi, he Chalitzas. So it does prove that part, that the woman herself can't get Yibum, because we say the Kavuchaymer. But in the Tsara, it's no proof, because you can learn, once you're changing the Brisa anyway, Tsarasa Ay Chalitzas, Ay Misyavemas. And therefore, at the end of the day, there's no proof to the one of the Shailas, but there is proof to the other Shaila. The Kavuchaymer is enough to take away Yibum from the Yavama, but not enough to take away Yibum from the Chalitza. Emet Hashem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful